This is John Rothman, and you are listening to the Voice of San Francisco. We have several things to talk about this morning, but I want to begin with the news, sad news, that Shreve & Company is closing its San Francisco flagship store. Shreve & Company came to San Francisco in 1852, 172 years in this city, and they're closing a store on Union Square. That's right. One more store closing. But I feel very sentimental about this, and I want to explain why. Shreve may have started here in San Francisco in 1852, but my great-grandfather, Joseph Brandenstein, arrived here in San Francisco in January of 1850. When he was asked why he missed 1849, he made the point that he was on time. It was the ship that was late. And when my grandparents and my great-grandparents thought about where to buy their silver or their fine jewelry, they went to Shreve & Company. And so I will confess, I have a lot of Shreve silver. And it means a lot to me. It is part of my family heritage, but more than that, it is part of the heritage of San Francisco. And now Shreve & Company is moving to Palo Alto. There is a sad commentary in all of this, because we need to keep stores like Shreve in San Francisco. We need to be able to preserve those downtown institutions which made downtown a destination, a point of where we wanted to be. I raise this question with you now because this news is just breaking here in the city, and I don't know if there's any way to keep Shreve here, but I sure wish there were. And that goes along with something else that's happening here in San Francisco. We have a race for mayor, and all the candidates for mayor are talking about how to preserve San Francisco, how to grow it, how to make it a centerpiece again. Last night, I had the opportunity to sit with Mark Farrell, who is a former mayor of San Francisco. He briefly served, you'll recall, when Ed Lee died, and who served on the Board of Supervisors for two terms, and was actually my supervisor in District 2. Now, the policy of the Voice of San Francisco is not to endorse any candidate for mayor, and we're not doing that. But I hope to meet with all of the candidates for mayor, in order to find out where they stand on the major issues, and then I will have the opportunity to talk with you about where they stand. So, when I asked Mike Farrell to outline for us his major stands, this is what he said. Starting day one, Mark will clear tent encampments within his first year in office. He pledges no cuts to public safety departments and services. He pledges to hire a new police chief. By the way, he said he has nothing against the chief. It's just that he's been here too long and it's time for a change. He said, Mark Farrell said, he would hire a new police chief and improve the recruitment and retention of officers. He talked about launching a 24/7 central intake center to get people off the streets and connected to services. He talked about exempting every small business making less than $5 million in gross receipts from paying business taxes. And he talked about publicly supporting our police officers to enforce all laws on the books. He also talked about coordinating with MTA, the schedule of buses, to make sure that kids can get to school on time. In short, Mark Farrell was clear, concise, and substantive in his comments last night. Now, I expect all of the candidates for mayor, including London Breed, including Aaron Peskin, including Daniel Lurie, to offer the same kind of perceptions. This, to me, is a critical aspect of where we are in this campaign for mayor. And I want to go a little bit further and suggest to you that the question of ranked choice voting came up. I have always opposed ranked choice voting. I believe in a direct runoff between the top two contenders. We began that tradition in 1975 when John Barbagelata and George Moscone were chosen to square off against each other. Remember that in that campaign, Dianne Feinstein, Jack Ertola, and Milton Marks all ran for a runoff spot and all were defeated. And it emerged that we had a choice, a clear choice between Barbagelata and Moscone. I want to go back to the days when we have a clear choice. Ranked choice voting, and it was interesting. The people in the room last night were informed people. They didn't grasp ranked choice voting. So one of the things that we cannot do before the election is remove ranked choice voting. But one of the things we know is that ranked choice voting will make a difference in who the next mayor of San Francisco will be. These matters are clear, and they are important to discuss. We can't endorse here on the Voice of San Francisco. Our editorial board, our writers, including the incomparable Susan Dyer Reynolds, will be offering her comments about where we are. And Melissa Kane, along with John Zipper, will be doing in-depth interviews. And I hope to participate in those as well. We need to have an informed electorate, and we need to know where people stand. I think that the discussions or debates that will take place between the major candidates for mayor will be critical in our clarifying where we stand. But in the meantime, I intend to try to talk with each one individually or at other alternatives. Where they stand will be articulated, and I will try to define what those issues are. This is an important element in the Voice of San Francisco. I want also to make clear that there was a report in this morning's newspaper of the San Francisco School Board eyeing a $790 million bond measure to support the schools. That would appear on the November 5th ballot. I'm very concerned about it because clearly the school board and the school district are in trouble. I'm not sure this is the time to float a bond. I certainly don't want to see a bond floated, which loses. So how do we respond to the crisis in our schools? First, we have to get the school board and the superintendent's office to shake things up in terms of clearing out some of the things which, frankly, disturb all of us. We need to address the issue of school closing. We need to issue the priorities on what schools are going to be saved and how. We need to know where the bond money will be spent. And more than anything else, we have to recognize that public education is the backbone of American democracy. And here in San Francisco, having public schools that work is more essential than ever. I know I've covered a lot today, but I think it is important for us to consider what happens when a company like Shreve closes. What happens when a school board floats a bond without really having the necessary oomph to get it across the finish line? And as for candidates for mayor, we better be clear. They have to be clear. They have to tell us where they stand. And we, during the course of this campaign, must hold them accountable. That is what the Voice of San Francisco will do. We may not take a stand on who we support, but we will take a stand on issues that matter to all of us. This is John Rothman, and you are listening to the Voice of San Francisco.